You're listening to an AppleViz podcast.
Hi everyone in AppleViz land. This is Harrison 2 coming back with you for yet another app demonstration. And I am this time demonstrating an app that I created. It is called GoTalker. So what is GoTalker? GoTalker essentially is a travel phrasebook on your wrist that is very easy to use. It's Apple Watch exclusive, so it's only built for the Apple Watch. And what it essentially does is it allows you to travel around the world in, you know, all the languages we support, and I'll get into that a little later, and allows you to speak any of our over 750 phrases that we have in the app in the target language. So currently we support translations between English, Spanish, Chinese, and Japanese. And so the reason is that all our phrases are natively translated, meaning we're not using Google Translate or we're not using Bing Translate, Apple Translate, anything like that to do these translations. Each phrase has been translated by a native speaker who has carefully vetted and checked the translation. And essentially that promotes a very easy travel experience. There's no need to worry that, you know, you're going to be saying the wrong thing or anything like that. If you click on the phrase in English, it's going to show up correctly and speak correctly in the foreign language. The other thing is that it does speak the phrases out loud, so you're not obviously trying to pronounce them. You just hold the watch up and tap the speak button, and it will speak for you, basically. So another thing is that it doesn't require the internet. So obviously when you're traveling, sometimes, you know, you don't want to be paying those high data roaming charges. We store all the data on the watch. No worries. It is currently under a megabyte in size. The app package, once it is installed, is under a megabyte in size. So it's a light, flexible travel phrasebook. And it'll allow you to basically speak any phrase that you could conceivably need when you're traveling in any of the languages we support. And right now we support Chinese, Japanese, and Spanish, but we will be growing. You know, as time goes on, we will be adding languages to this so that you can communicate wherever you are in the world. So I guess without further ado, I am going to show this. Now, I do have this launched in a, or locked into a complication on my face, as this is something I think I will definitely be using a lot, even around here in the United States, where oftentimes there are a lot of people that don't speak English. So this is an app definitely I will be using a lot.
Battery, 60, GoTalker.
So I'm going to hit GoTalker, and I'm going to show you where
GoTalker,
we are.
GoTalker, heading.
So now we are at the GoTalker main screen. So at the GoTalker main screen, there are a few things going on. So there's the heading, obviously, and then if you swipe right,
general words, hello,
you will hit a picker. So this is a picker that allows you to essentially pick any word or phrase that you want to say. So there's hello.
How are you?
How are you?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Goodbye.
And goodbye. So we put these up here as they are some of the most common, you know, things that you want to say right at a moment's notice. So these are sort of the things you want to say at a moment's notice. These, and then so if you scroll up.
ATM.
Accessible. Accessible.
Address.
Address.
Air conditioner. Airline desk. Airport. Allergy. Ambulance. Appointment. Argentina. Australia. Baggage claim. Bathroom. Beach. Bed. Bed bugs. Beef. Beer.
So these are, you know, an alphabetized list of all the words that we have, all the keywords that we have in the collection. So, you know, what if I want to say beer? There's two ways
general
to do it. At the bottom right, there is a button that says
speak Spanish.
Speak Spanish. If I double tap that,
speak Spanish.
Sometimes speak it does off. Help to turn off voiceover so it doesn't conflict. But if you double tap that,
cerveza. Cerveza.
It will say the word for beer in Spanish.
Cerveza.
And then a three-finger double tap is very useful for muting and unmuting voiceover. Unfortunately, this is one of the limitations of WatchKit. It doesn't allow me to not make voiceover speak when you double tap this icon. Unfortunately, that is one of the limitations. I will say that with an app this complex, there are a few accessibility limitations that I will show you. Unfortunately, this is one of them. And it definitely helps to mute your speech. It helps to mute your speech by doing a three-finger double tap after you found the speak button on the word you want. Now, this is... if you swipe from the picker, you get...
Beer.
Replaces the word with a phrase. That is an accessibility hint. If you double tap that...
I would like a beer.
I would like a beer.
I would like a beer.
And so now what if you want to know how to say I would like a beer in Spanish? Then you double tap the speak Spanish button.
Me gustaría una cerveza. Me gustaría una cerveza. Speech on.
So essentially that is how this app works. So you can find a word you want to say. You can either say the word, or if you want to add a phrase to it, you know, maybe if you think that there might be a phrase under there, and most of our words do have phrases, if you want to add a phrase like I would like a beer or something like that, just double tap. Double tap the phrase. Now, let's see what else there might be in here. Bicycle.
Blanket. Blind.
Blind. So let's say you want to tell someone that you are blind. All you have to do is double tap.
This word with a phrase. I am blind.
I am blind.
Speak Spanish.
And then you go to speak Spanish.
Soy ciego. Soy ciego.
And there you go. It tells the person that I am blind.
Blood type. Books.
Now there are words that obviously have,
busy.
Quite a few words.
Check out. Chicken. China. Chinese. Chopstick. Clothes. Coffee. Cold. Connection. Convenience store. Corner.
As you can tell, like, there's different words. What if you... Okay, so let's say convenience store. You just need to find something at the convenience store. You can either have...
Take me to a convenience store.
Or...
I am at the convenience store. Convenience store.
And then you wrap around back to convenience store. And some words have two, three, even four phrases attached to them. And so, you know, it's trying to be smart about, like, what phrases you're going to need during travel. And so that's really how that works. And there's all kinds of phrases in here. To move through the list quickly, this is a standard WatchKit picker, so you can use the crown, as I am twisting the crown now, and you can get to
general
things
words.
Like
help.
Help, very useful.
Swipe up general words, lounge.
Lounge.
Adjustable. General words, neighbors.
Neighbors, my neighbors
swipe
are noisy.
Up general words, resort.
Resort. And then let's say I want to say...
Take me to the resort.
Take me to the resort, or...
I am at the resort.
I'm at the resort. So there's several things you can do. This is an alphabetized list of words. Now, what if you are in a situation? We have five screens that are very, very situational. And these screens are
general.
In constant tweak. But...
Page 3 of 8.
So the phrases you see might not be the phrases that are, you know, in the version, but there will be something very similar to this. So if you're getting around, there are custom tailored words for that.
Get around phrases. Go.
So you pick a word, and in this case, there is no phrases. The phrases are already preset. So there's go.
Bathroom.
But if you find bathroom, you find the all important. In the phrase label, you will find the all important.
Where is the bathroom?
Where is the bathroom?
Speech off.
And so, if you want to speak it...
¿Dónde está el baño? ¿Dónde está el baño?
¿Dónde está el baño? And so there's words...
ADM. Take me to the nearest ADM. Find food. Where can I find food? Get around phrases. Find coffee. Where can I buy coffee? Get around phrases. Find coffee.
So this is also a standard picker. And we have five categories. We have getting around.
Page 3 of 8. Headings. Page 4 of 8. Page 5 of 8. Page 4 of 8. Restaurant.
For
heading.
Phrases for when you're in a restaurant.
Restaurant phrase. Page 5. Hotel.
Phrases heading. For when you're in a hotel.
Hotel phrases. Page 6 of 8. Airport.
Phrases heading. For at the airport.
Airport phrases. Page
and
7
phrases
eight.
For when you're at an emergency. With heading. The all important.
I need help.
I need help. So if you need help, all you have to do is press the Speak Spanish button.
Necesito ayuda.
And there you go. So that's the category pages. This is, you know, very important, very key phrases. So you're not looking through the entire first page looking for, you know, the phrases that you need in the situation you're in. There is one other screen I want to show you right now, which is this.
Numbers.
So numbers obviously are very important when you're traveling, but we wanted to find a solution to dealing with numbers. You know, a lot of phrase books will have the number 1 to 10, but we figured we are on an electronic device, and we have no limits. You can essentially, let's say you have something and you say you want to pay $164. Press a 1.
1, 6.
A 6.
6, 4.
And a 4. This is laid out as a standard phone keypad on the watch. There are obviously, you know, the buttons for speak and back, and so it'll say,
numbers,
and you can see it.
Number. 164.
The current number is 164. And then when you want to speak it, all you have to do is press it.
164.
So you can say basically any number from 1, 0, all the way to millions and billions. You know, the it's limitless here. And then you can back. There's a back button there.
Page 1 of 8.
Yeah, there's a back button. And then,
page
okay, so let's say you've, you know, you're done
Spanish,
visiting Mexico,
and,
but for
page
some reason you're going to China. All
Hotel
you have to
Fraser,
do...
Page 6 of 8, page 7 of 8, brought to you by TK Works.
And
GoTalker,
this
heading.
Is another GoTalker heading page brought to you by TK Works.
Chinese, Spanish, Japanese.
So you can pick what language, you know, you want everything set in. So let's
Chinese.
Say I'm going to China.
Chinese.
I double tap Chinese. Unfortunately, this is the other small accessibility limitation with WatchKit app based on the way the app was designed. Unfortunately, it does not indicate which one is selected. It's something I'm working on a fix for, but unfortunately,
GoTalker.
That's sort of the state of it right now. I was not able to find a fix for that until, you know, by release. But it's not that hard because on every other page, you can see
general words speak Chinese.
It'll say you can check the state of this button that will say speak Chinese or speak Spanish or speak Japanese. So there is a way to figure out what language. Unfortunately, it can't be done from the language page. So something I'm definitely working on. But I wanted to highlight that, you know, so that y'all knew what you were getting.
GoTalker.
So word. There's that. And then if you
speak
press
Chinese.
Speak Chinese,
general
so now
words.
You are on
resort.
Resort,
I am at the resort,
and then I am at the resort. So, like in
we
Spanish, it you know was something else.
Speech
but
off.
Let's say now you tap speak Chinese.
我人在度假饭店.
And then speech if you want to find
general
off,
words.
Find
resort.
Something else,
but
maybe
parking.
Parking.
Parking. Where can I find parking? Speak Chinese. Speech off. 我可以在哪里停车? 我可以在哪里停车?
And so obviously this was all translated by a fluent Chinese speaker. And yeah, and then the categories all flip over, the numbers flip over, everything flips over into Chinese. So now, you know, you're in Chinese land now, so you can speak whatever you wish to in Chinese. The other button we have here is on the bottom left. There is a button that says show Chinese. If you press that, it toggles to show English, and the phrase label actually shows the Chinese characters of what you are saying, or the Spanish words, or the Japanese characters, whatever, of what you are saying. And so that's really useful. Let's say, you know, maybe it's a little loud, can't hear what's going on. Maybe you want to just show a sighted person in that country what you want to say. You just hold your watch up to them and they are able to read it directly off your watch. So that is really what GoTalker is. Just a few closing remarks. So I'm deeply apologetic that I wasn't able to get out all the smaller accessibility quirks. Unfortunately, some of them are limitations of watchOS. WatchOS, the, you know, operating system and the way this app was designed and had to be designed. And some of them I'm definitely working on fixes for, but it's really nothing that should block you from using the app. The app itself was designed to be as accessible as possible. It is definitely possible to use. I know at least two other blind people that have used it. I made it so I can use it myself, etc. So definitely a very useful travel guide and travel companion for you. I've designed it exclusively for Apple Watch as, you know, there are a lot of these things for the phone. The phone is very powerful, but at the same time, when you're traveling, you don't always want to be carrying your phone. You know, you're afraid that it'll get stolen. But holding a watch up to someone is really inherently safe. You know, it's very hard to rip a watch off someone's wrist. So there's the anti-theft. There's the peace of mind that you get when you're traveling that you will be able to communicate without worrying. And now with the world opening up the way it is, more and more, we're going to be going to other places again, and we're going to want a way that we can communicate. And so I'm hoping that GoTalker really does fill this need. That's really GoTalker. If you have any questions, feel free to write me. My email address is harrytu3@gmail.com. Again, my email address, harrytu3@gmail.com, and I'm happy to answer whatever questions you might have. The app is 99 cents on the App Store. 99 cents, and you will get the languages that are currently supported, and I expect to be able to keep updating it, and any languages I add to the bundle, at least for now, I obviously cannot guarantee this for ever and ever in perpetuity, but at least for now, the plan is that every language I add, with that 99 cents, you will unlock it as soon as it updates. So I will be adding new languages on a pretty regular basis. I have two languages in the works right now. It should be released at the end of May. And then I will be adding more as the year and years go on. I hope you guys enjoyed this. This has been a great app to make. I've really, really enjoyed it. And I hope y'all have a great day.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple device, visit www.applevis.com.